Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of All the Pretty Horses by Cormac McCarthy, narrated by Frank Muller. This book is copyrighted 1992 by Cormac McCarthy. This recording is copyrighted 1992 by Recorded Books. The year is 1949. What should be a time of beginning has become a time of ending, of dying. At 16, John Grady Cole is in search of a new life, a new land, a new dream. And now, All the Pretty Horses.
Part 1. The candle flame and the image of the candle flame caught in the pier glass twisted and righted when he entered the hall and again when he shut the door. He took off his hat and came slowly forward. The floorboards creaked under his boots. In his black suit he stood in the dark glass where the lilies leaned so palely from their wasted cut-glass vase. Along the cold hallway behind him hung the portraits of forebears only dimly known to him, all framed in glass and dimly lit above the narrow wainscoting. He looked down at the guttered candle stub. He pressed his thumbprint in the warm wax pooled on the oak veneer. Lastly, he looked at the face, so caved and drawn among the folds of funeral cloth, the yellowed mustache, the eyelids paper thin. That was not sleeping. That was not sleeping. It was dark outside and cold and no wind.